Zimbabwe People First or ZIMPF Provincial Chairperson Marian Chombo told Studio 7 that the allocation of stands to poor ZANU-PF youth and the holding of a rally on the same day and near the venue of Joyce Mujuru's party rally won't stop them from campaigning in Mashonaland and West Province. She said ZANU-PF's proposal to hold their rally only 200 meters away from the Zimbabwe People's First rally on Saturday may result in clashes between the two parties.
A recipe for disaster, and the police should not have allowed that one. ZANU-PF is not obeying the law in this regard.
Mrs. Chombo said it is surprising that ZANU-PF wants to allocate stands to local youth who won't be able to build houses due to lack of funds. Mrs. Chombo, who was once married to Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo, accused her former husband of allegedly grabbing land in most urban areas in the same manner his party is now doing in Chinoyi, Harare, and other cities.
From the record, you can tell that Chombo is a massive, or he has literally taken all the stands from all the local boards, all the local authorities.
Mr. Chombo was not reachable for comment. ZIMPF Chinoyi youth leader Prosper Gavanga, a former ZANU-PF member, said it is clear that Chombo and ZANU-PF political commissar Sylvia Kasukuere want to wound weak the youth like what they did in 2013 general elections when he was the campaigning manager of ZANU-PF Chinoyi losing candidate Philip Chiangwa. Gavanga said they were promised stands, but all that has not yet been fulfilled by the ruling party.
I challenge all youth, especially those in ZANU-PF, to ask for land that they were promised in 2013 election by Chiangwa and Chombo. I know this because I was part of the campaign team, that these lands are for fake.
Chiangwa confirmed that they promised the youth stands, but they have not been delivered because Chinoyi Council has not serviced them.
Chombo came with me to Shackleton, right? Once that bush, proper town planning and so forth. At that meeting, I remember him then saying, we can allocate. That's where the issue is hanging.
ZANU-PF Chinoyi youth leader Tapiwa Chitate said they are going ahead with their plans of giving youth residential stands at a farm in Chinoyi and holding a rally on Saturday. But Chinoyi Mayor Testi Michaels professed ignorance over the stands, saying he heard that it was discussed at the weekend during a ZANU-PF meeting. Political analysts say ZANU-PF's move is designed to disturb its opponents at a time the ruling party is failing to explain some of its proposed policies to revive the economy outlined in the run-up to the 2013 general elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoyi, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.